The following is an audio booklet from the United Church of God. To view this booklet and other resources online, please visit ucg.org.
What happens after death? The biblical view of hell. This booklet delves into the matter of what will happen to the incorrigibly wicked, those who ultimately refuse to repent of their sins. Many assume that their fate is eternity in an ever-burning inferno in a dark underworld called hell. But is that really what the Bible says? To answer that question, we need to understand the Hebrew and Greek words translated hell in most versions of the Bible. As we will see, the biblical view of hell is not one of unending torment. Two words translated hell refer to the grave. Sheol is the Hebrew word translated hell throughout the Old Testament. It refers to, according to Wilson's Old Testament Word Studies, the state and abode of the dead, hence the grave in which the body rests. The Expository Dictionary of Bible Words explains, "Thus there are no references to eternal destiny but simply to the grave as the resting place of the bodies of all people." Reflecting its true meaning, many modern Bible versions translate this word as simply the grave, or leave it untranslated as Sheol. Among those who knew that they themselves were going to Sheol were such men of faith as Jacob, see Genesis chapter 37, verse 35, Job, see Job, chapter 14, verse 13, David, see Psalms chapter 88, verse 3, and Hezekiah, see Isaiah chapter 38, verse 10. These followers of God would not have been going to an ever-burning inferno. Clearly then, Sheol must mean simply the grave, not a place of eternal torment. The counterpart of Sheol in the Greek language is Hades, which also refers to the grave. Despite the use of the term Hades in Greek mythology to refer to a subterranean realm of shadowy consciousness after death, this is not the biblical usage. In the four New Testament verses that quote Old Testament passages containing Sheol, Hades is used for Sheol, see Matthew chapter 11, verse 23, Luke chapter 10, verse 15, and Acts chapter 2, verses 27 through 31. As with Sheol, Hades is rendered as the grave or death, or left untranslated as Hades in recent Bible versions. As with Sheol, the word Hades likewise does not refer to a place of fiery torment. Indeed, the Apostle Peter refers to Christ himself as having been in Hades in Acts chapter 2, verses 27 through 31, or hell, as translated in the King James Version, referring to the time he was entombed before his resurrection. Again, both words simply refer to the grave, and in the grave, there is no consciousness at all. See Ecclesiastes chapter 9. Verses 5 through 10, and Psalms chapter 6, verse 5, and chapter 146, verse 4. One word refers to the imprisonment of demons. A second Greek word, Tartaru, is also translated hell in the New Testament. This word is used only once in the Bible, in 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 4, where it refers to the present restraint or imprisonment of the fallen angels, or demons. The Expository Dictionary of Bible Words explains that Tartaru means to confine in Tartaros, and that Tartaros was the Greek name for the mythological abyss in which rebellious gods were confined. Peter used this reference to contemporary mythology to show that the sinning angels were delivered into chains of darkness to be reserved for judgment. These fallen angels are now restrained while awaiting their ultimate judgment for their rebellion against God and destructive influence on humanity. The place where they are restrained is the earth, where they wield influence over the nations, not some dark nether world. Furthermore, Tartaru applies only to demons. Nowhere does it refer to a fiery hell in which people are punished after death. A word does refer to burning up, that is. It is only with the remaining word translated hell, the Greek word Gehenna, that we see some elements people commonly associate with the traditional view of hell. However, this word also has significant differences from the popular conception. According to the Complete Word Study Dictionary, New Testament, Gehenna, is derived from the Hebrew expression Gehinnom, Valley of Hinnom. Religiously, it was a place of idolatrous and human sacrifices. In order to put an end to these abominations, Judah's king, Josiah, polluted it with human bones and other corruptions. See 2 Kings chapter 23, verses 10 through 14. Thanks in large part to its evil reputation, this valley bordering Jerusalem on the south came to be used as the city garbage dump. Trash was burned there, along with the bodies of dead animals and criminals. Fires day and night consumed the refuse. Gehenna is used 12 times in the Bible, with 11 of those recording Christ's words. When Jesus spoke of Gehenna, his listeners knew that this hell was a consuming fire in which garbage and the bodies of the wicked were destroyed. He bluntly warned that this destroying fire would be the fate of the incorrigibly wicked. See Matthew chapter 5, verses 22 through 30, chapter 23, verses 15 through 33, and Luke chapter 12, verse 5. But when would this take place? The book of Malachi reveals that the future age to come is when the unrepentant wicked will be incinerated in an all-consuming inferno and turned to ashes on the earth. See Malachi chapter 4, verses 1 through 3. The book of Revelation calls this inferno the lake of fire, with those cast into it at the end experiencing the second death, a death from which there will be no resurrection. See Revelation chapter 19, verse 20, chapter 20, verses 10 through 15, and chapter 21, verse 8. In the time frame revealed in the Bible, this follows 1,000 years of Christ's reign on the earth. See Revelation chapter 20, verses 1 through 6, and a resurrection to physical life of all those who have never known God and His ways. See verse 5, and verses 11 through 13. Those resurrected at that time will have the opportunity to learn God's ways, repent, and receive His gift of eternal life. Some, however, will refuse that gift. The Bible records their tragic epitaph. And anyone not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Revelation chapter 20, verse 15. Those who with full understanding willfully choose to reject God's way won't be allowed to continue living in the misery their choice will bring. They will die and cease to exist, not suffer forever. We see, then, that an examination of all the words translated hell and of related concepts in Scripture shows that the traditional view of an ever-burning place of torment where the wicked are punished for eternity cannot be found in the Bible.
Thanks for listening to the Biblical View of Hell. In the booklet, What Happens After Death? For the rest of the booklet, please visit ucg.org.